number 61 is the episode number over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're recording live to Audio Boom from Archive.
Archive.
By @revolver_coffee. And
Roland's playing with his
Revolver Coffee
microphone
at Instagram.
Switch.
Sorry about that. And our topic today is
storytelling projects that we're starting.
Serial storytelling. And how's it going to work?
We want people to get in on, too.
Right. I believe
it's going to be open.
Has anybody ever played that game where you told a story in a circle and you were given, what, 30 seconds?
I don't know about 30
seconds. And then you
seconds,
move on to the next person who builds on the story again in 30 seconds or less. So Dale and I are going to try out.
I've always done that in a pub with friends where someone's just like.
In a pub with friends. It could be in a circle in a pub with friends around
a
table.
It was a circle in a pub. Yeah. There was no rules. It was just basically like as silly as you could get.
So we're going to do it in public on Anchor FM. Anchor is available for Android in beta. It's also available in release for iOS, for iPhone and iPad. And what it is what they try to be, I suppose, well, I'm guessing, putting words into their mouths, or if I may be so bold as to paraphrase, is Twitter, Audible Twitter.
Audible, or radio for the internet or something.
Or, anyways, so I will start, I guess, if it's okay if I start.
Sure.
I will start with the 30-second Once Upon a Time.
A story seed.
Story seed.
Whatever you'd like.
You have a week to respond. Let's put it that way. Let's time box it at. Everybody always has a week. Ideally, it'd be less than a week to respond. And you can respond. It'll be anchor.fm, Artung Lao, and anchor.fm, I don't know. What's your
ID? I think I'm going to be commenting on yours, right? So it'll be
a
serial thing. Oh, I'm Dale42.
Right. And the only rule is you got a week to reply. You have three rules. A week to reply, 30 seconds, and you can't jump the shark. You can't pull a Dallas and say that it was.
Nobody got killed. He was having a shower. Yeah.
You can't.
No blocking, no wimping, just like theater sports.
What does that mean?
I can't remember the exact definitions. Basically, you have to carry the story forward. You can't. You can't kind of jam
out.
No
jumping the shark. No invoking of aliens or timeline unless it fits into the story.
Well, you basically just can't reset the story. Is what we're saying. You have to, in the spirit of the previous person, you have to carry the story forward.
Carry the story forward. I would use the word extend, but carry the story forward. That's good. When you did this in the pub, when was the last time you did this in a pub, Dale? Do you remember what came of it?
Yeah. Oh, it was... We were getting drunk, man.
You might remember a few bits and pieces of the story.
You know, it was a bunch of years ago. It was just the people I were hanging out with were like real storytellers. So this was just like, hey, okay, so it was a dark and stormy night and Fred found a skull in his running shoe.
I'm also going to do this with Richard Erickson. He's committed to doing it. Same rules. Two different stories. Dale, feel free to branch our story by replying, and if we like it, we'll continue in your branch. And that's this offer to our readers too. We can have multiple branches because you can reply. It's public.
It's all public.
Same rules for you. You got 30 seconds.
Well, now wait a minute. So I'm already getting confused.
Why?
Life is
a tapestry of many threads, Dale.
You're going to thread the story as a comment, yes?
Yes, as a reply.
As a reply, yeah,
yes.
Good. Because otherwise, it'll be horrible to try and listen to.
Multiple threads, but I guess my point is.
Yeah,
I
you
hope
can't.
There is. Can I have branches? If we can have branches.
I don't think you can have branches.
So I'm person one.
You would have to go to your own site and just start a new.
Dale, I'm person one. You're person
work
two.
Work in progress, folks. We're exploring this concept.
You reply to me. Person three, who we don't unbeknownst to us, replies to you.
Yeah.
They can't do that?
Oh,
I think they can.
Isn't it single-threaded? Or
I don't know.
I'm
we'll
confused.
We'll find out. If it is single-threaded, they could continue the thread. If we like it, we will continue. If not, we will ignore it. It's the internet. Or delete it. I think you can delete replies to your own thread.
Okay. Yeah, no.
But I don't think I will delete things. Because we only have zero users, zero listeners. So
this
it won't matter.
Highly researched, well-planned project.
I'm going to do the same thing with Richard. Richard and I have a quite, Mr. Erickson in Toronto, at Silly Guaylo, or is it just the Guaylo? I don't know, on Twitter. And he's already given me the beginning of the story, so he's given me a two-sentence beginning to the story. It's not going to be Once Upon a Time. I think, Dale, for us, we will do Once Upon a Time. That's sentence number one.
All right.
But I don't want to give too much away here.
You're not going to start with just Once Upon a Time, are you? Because that's kind of
wimping.
No,
you can't. No, you have to add something to the story. You can't just use a cliche like Once Upon a Time and then say done.
You can't like go.
Or you can't say, the fox jumped over the hat, done.
And my response would be, and then? That's bad.
Yeah, and then is not appropriate. Two sentences that add something to the story.
That's wimping. If you go just, and then?
No. And if people do that, we will delete yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be delete worthy.
But if you do a hilarious violation of the time travel directive, or of the Dallas It Was a Dream directive, we might just go with that. We'll see. We're open.
Yeah, you have to be pretty clever to pull that one off.
You have to be pretty clever. You got 30 seconds, ish.
Ish. Is it 30 second limit?
No, but I'm just saying arbitrarily.
That's our. Okay.
You can cram a lot of words if you write it down, which I probably won't. If you write it down in detail and you read a script, you could probably get 200 words in 30 seconds.
Do you know that the debating teams in the U.S. have kind of developed almost their own speed language?
Yeah.
It is like really awful to listen to. I don't know
how
they let that happen.
Please don't use speed language. Please don't use speed language.
Yes, do not use speed
language. Now we're adding all these arbitrary restrictions, Dale. I don't know.
Man, should we be like Google? It's like, don't be evil.
Don't be evil. What do you think about this idea? Have you done this in a pub? Richard Erickson, Joseph Planta, Anthony Hughes, where are you? And there are one other listener. We might have one other listener. I'm not sure.
We're alienating all of the anonymous listeners. We love you, anonymous.
I don't know. We got another 2 minutes. My other thing is that I eventually want to do a Tumblr. I don't want to call it writing prompts, but it's like one paragraph mini stories. The beginning of a real story in one paragraph.
That is cool. No, actually, there's a whole bunch. There is a whole
writing
community
prompts, right?
Of
Reddit.
Short fiction, like flash fiction. Yeah. Ultra short.
Except mine's not going to finish in one paragraph.
This is the shortest story I've ever heard. For sale, baby shoes, unused.
Nice. Kind of tragic.
It is.
I will not be doing that. It won't be a complete story. I guess my point is it's a story beginning.
Okay.
It's a full-fledged, not just Once Upon a Time plus two sentences.
Because it's a prompt.
It's a full-fledged opener.
Okay.
For a prompt for a story that will never be written by me anyways. yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a fantastic idea. I think we all have stories. We all have vivid imaginations, even if we don't think we do. Even if we think all we do is play video games and eat Cheerios or Cheesies or whatever. What do you think, Dale?
I'm actually, I was kind of a sleepy whatever to start off with, but now I'm getting kind of stoked.
Do you want to begin?
I'm ready for this.
Maybe you should begin.
I think you should begin. I'm terrible at starts. Get me started and I can go.
I'm great at starting things. I'm bad at finishing things.
Yeah. I'm not sure about my finishing either, but in the middle, I'm a star.
Okay, I'm going to do Once Upon a Time, but that's not going to be it. It's not going to be Once Upon a Time plus one sentence. It's going to be
Once Upon a Time in a Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Non-cliched.
On a dark and stormy night.
Plus two non-cliched sentences minimum for me.
There's a dark and stormy night competition, See how cheesy you can get.
Maybe we'll explore that in a future story. Maybe we can have a deliberate cheesy serial story. I'm going to call them serial stories.
All right. Or one person at a time serial stories. I don't know how you call it. The serial might be like Charles Dickens, right? He did all that stuff.
I will.
A comic book.
I will endeavor to research the actual name. I'm sure somebody has coined a name.
Somebody tell me. Signing off from Archive by Revolver Coffee. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.